Hello there, everybody, and welcome to the Bat Ball Podcast. Now, we are here today for episode 69 with Jacob Sutcliffe.
Jacob.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, this is Jacob, and obviously, we're going to be talking a bit about, well, who is Jacob, for starts? Jacob is someone that I've been to school with. Jacob is someone that I've... When did you start playing for Attenborough?
When I was, like, 10.
10, so...
So year three, I'm guessing, or four.
No, you were 7 years old in year three.
I know it's probably year six, and I don't know. I'm guessing it was year six.
Like year five, year six. Yes. So you've been at Attenborough like 6 or 7 years now. You've been there for a while, so I've known you probably like, I would say the majority of my life.
Yeah.
Maybe halfway through my life. And I thought, I got the idea, we're looking for podcast guests. Although I must just say, we've got a great lineup. The next episode is going to be Sean Danheimer. And then Austin Blakemore, and then Jackie Moss. So you've got a pretty wicked lineup there, but that's all a bit later on. But obviously, today I'm with Jacob Sutcliffe, and we're going to be talking a little bit today about kind of everything. Everything, memories that we've had, gardening experiences, getting pissed on by a lion
is one of them.
Apologies for the swear there. Yeah, we're going to be talking about everything. So, first of all, Jacob, welcome. How have you been?
Thank you very much. Been alright, if I'm honest.
I've not seen you for a while.
No, we've been working, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been working. You've been on holiday.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
South of France. Do you know where Cannes is?
Cannes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or Nice. It's called
yeah,
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's quite nice down there. And then we went to Monaco.
Wow. What did you do in Monaco? You got to tell me what you did in Monaco, because Monaco is a massive place.
It's quite nice. It's like there's loads of expensive houses and stuff. So just went round. But yeah, do you know where the harbour is? Have you ever been?
I've never been to Monaco. No. I've seen videos though.
So there's like an extension they're adding on. So they have to dig up loads of stuff, and then there's like 100 million flats and just like villas.
Really.
So it's crazy.
Wow. So Monaco is a pretty cool place then.
Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I've seen the videos and I've seen like, I don't know, I think it was in The Wolf of Wall Street for a pretty small amount of time. For anybody that hasn't watched The Wolf of Wall Street, by the way, have you watched The Wolf of Wall Street?
No, I haven't.
You haven't watched The Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
That's insane. How?
Is it good?
It's wicked.
I don't even know what it's about. I've heard of The Wall Street Crash, but...
So without spoiling the whole thing for you, The Wolf of Wall Street is basically about a guy called Jordan Belfort, who's a real guy. It's based on a true story for most of it. I don't know how much of it is true, but most of it is, like, legit. And he gets sacked in, like, during a recession and, like, the stock market crashes and he has to get a new job. Finds this job at this little, like, penny stock business. Does that for a while, does really well, gets a team of people, and he sets up his own company, and it does really well, and then he gets sent to prison. And it's an absolutely wicked...
So you recommend it?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's one of the greatest films of all time. Do you know Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, he's an award-winning actor.
Yeah, he's wicked. He's wicked. Like I watched The Revenant. In fact, I'm watching The Revenant again. That's another Leonardo DiCaprio film. About like Native Americans and Americans and like fighting and stuff. It's pretty cool. You should watch that as well. I've got like a whole bookshelf of recommendations.
Send it to me. Send it to me later.
Well, have you got Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, therefore you should be watching these films.
Yeah, I should do.
You should watch War Dogs. It's about guys that sell weapons to the U.S. military.
Oh yeah.
Ah, so many good films. What is your favourite film?
Favourite film of all time?
All time?
I'd say it's one of the Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. The whole suit, like the whole... like each
The whole lineup of films, yeah.
I
Pretty
love
good.
It.
Which one of them?
I don't know the name of it, but it's the newest one. What's
the
newest one called?
I can't remember. In fact, I may have to search that up after the podcast. I don't know, but the newest Star Wars film is Jacob's favourite film, basically. Now, we've had a situation kind of off the film's topic. It was something we were talking pre-podcast, and we said we won't talk about this pre-podcast. This is something that we're going to talk about
on the
now,
podcast,
because some of the people listening may have donated to my Cambodia trip. Some of the people listening may have donated to Jacob's, or both. And maybe you haven't donated to either, and you might not know the situation. Well, in 2018, we had a guy called Dean come into our school. Dean's a great guy. I still speak to him. And we're not throwing any kind of... We're not saying that anybody's done any wrong in terms of what Camps International have done. They're doing a great job. They're very responsive. Awesome. Dean's great. And he came into our school. Do you remember the assembly?
Yeah.
Dean came into our school.
It was quite good, actually.
It was a quite good assembly. I remember sitting there going, like, wow, this is insane. Like, Cambodia, where even is that? I didn't even know it was a country until that day. And then I was, like, researching it. I was like, oh, my God, I know everything about the country now.
Yeah.
And, like, he came in and we was like, right, we've got this thing for you. And I was thinking, well, why is he showing us this? And then he's like, you can have the opportunity to go. And I'm like, what? Like, to be able to go. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a school trip. This is bigger than that. And obviously, he handed out the sheets. Did you know when he handed out sheets, did you take one off him then at the end of the assembly? Took one off him. I went to the music block because we had music after. Yeah. I don't know if you had music as well.
With Ms. Bradley. I used to take it.
And I was in like the little like mini recording studio.
Oh, yeah.
And I just literally called my mum and I said, right, we've got this Cambodia trip. It's going to cost £4,000. My mum's like, we are going to talk about this when you get home. We are not having this conversation now. You've just been on holiday. And like, puts the phone down and that was it. I didn't speak to her. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't think I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But obviously, talk through it. We're going to fundraise it. Me and you, we both fundraise money. We both paid the full £4,000. Like £3,990. So it's tenner off that £4,000. But it's basically £4,000. And obviously, me and you worked hard for that. You worked for a long time for that. Like, what? Like, two, three years?
2-3 years, yeah.
Like, what was that? What was that fundraising experience for you like? Like, what was it like?
It's quite hard, to be honest. I went round to shops, you know, in Beeston.
Mm.
Just went all along the shops. Went for, like, 2 hours or 3 hours with my grandma.
Mm.
And then... my grandma helped me a lot through that, though. She helped me tons, so... I shout out to her.
Well, yeah, shout out to Jacob's grandma. There. I mean, I don't actually know her name, but there you go. Thank you. I mean, fundraising is a difficult thing to do because you don't get any financial reward from it, but you are putting in a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're in the workplace, like we both are now, I've been at work today with my cousin doing plumbing, and you're getting paid to use that energy. Whereas with volunteering and fundraising, you're like, you're giving all your energy, but for yourself, you're not getting anything out of it financially. But in the end, it's all for a good cause. So you've got to remember that. You're going to go away for a long time, like a month out in Cambodia, building school, building a kitchen for a school, building toilets, building accommodation, helping people that are earning less than a dollar a day, about 60-65p in British money. And we accepted, we paid... obviously, 2019 came along. There was no doubt it was going to get cancelled. The trip's done. So, cancelled. In fact, no, I don't think it was going to go ahead. No, I think it was 2020, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2020, summer.
So, 2019, obviously, that was the first year of fundraising. The second year, sorry, and it was the last year. And then in May 2020 was the final time you could pay it off, I think. Or it was, I don't know which one it was. But we paid it off, whatever. 2020 came. COVID's cancelled it. We're in lockdown. We're not allowed to leave the country, whatever. Fair enough. Understand it. Wait till next year. They postponed it. They didn't cancel it. So money was still there. 2021 came and they left it really late and then said, we're cancelling it. Like, not even postponing it.
Just cancelling it.
We're fully cancelling it. Even though they said, we're going to do it this year for definite. Yeah. There's nothing going to stop us. We had the meeting. Do you remember? We had the meeting with the lady that came to Chilwell when I came that day. And we all had that meeting. And Miss Morris was there. And we're gonna go and whatever. All the money's paid. It's been paid for ages by then. Over a year. Obviously, it got cancelled. Now, my concern with all this is that I didn't decide to cancel it. I don't feel that we should have been taken off the trip. There should have been some individual agreement where we could have stayed on for the year after and had the decision to postpone, so it saves moving the money around. Obviously, it was cancelled.
We had no choice.
We had no choice, yeah. Cancel it. So, obviously, a few people have asked me, like, did you guys cancel it? No. Is it postponed? No. It's been cancelled permanently, but just not by us. So, we're planning on going, me and you.
Next year.
So, we're going to pay all the money at Christmas and stuff, which is great. But my personal problem, and I put it on Facebook recently, is that Chilwell or the insurance company, whoever it is, I'm pretty sure it's the insurance company, though. So, I'm not going to say it's Chilwell, because... Yeah. Obviously, they've mentioned the insurance company before that. But because there's not been a much communication, I'm struggling to confirm who it is.
I think it's lack of communication.
Yeah, if they had told me, if they emailed me back a few weeks ago and went, right, look, we understand what you're saying, but it is the insurance company. Here's their email, talk to them. Fine, I haven't had that. They're on holidays now, so they're probably going to reply after, which is fine. And I'm all right with that. But I'm owed £400.
Yeah,
I'm owed £400, so like I need to get in some way that £400 back. But for now, I'm going to have to use the money out of my personal savings to pay for the trip. But it's not that; it's just that £400 of donations is gone.
And how many hours is that?
I mean, even if it's not hours of like tens of hours of my work, it's tens of hours of someone else's work.
Yeah,
you know, I had to work over a week to make that kind of amount of money. To put in the final amount of money doing gardening at someone's house, and I had to paint a shed and stuff. It was wicked, but it's like a week's worth of work that I've lost. And even then, it was like I was overpaid for it.
Yeah.
Because it's a donation. So kind of tell me your thoughts on the trip being cancelled, because I'm sad about it, but how do you feel?
Well, you could really, you could tell it was coming though, because it was cancelled the year before. And then when COVID got better, we thought, oh yeah, it might happen again, but...
We hope.
It didn't happen this summer, did it? It was cancelled.
No.
Or was it last summer? I'm guessing it was last. It was last summer, yeah.
Yeah. I thought maybe we would be all right for this year. I thought, you know, and I still thought at that time we were going to be. Because like around the July time, cases were up, deaths were down. I've not had COVID yet. I was still doing daily testing and whatnot. And we'd been off school for months. But it is what it is. They've cancelled it. I'm looking forward to going next year. And obviously, we've already said that if we don't go to Cambodia and that doesn't happen, where ideally would you want to go?
Well, ideally, I'd think of something, I don't know. India's a nice place. I've always wanted to go there.
Right, so let's just say we're going next year for CERN.
Yeah.
We've got a month. We've got a month to go somewhere in that time. So it's like where you'd want to go.
Where do you want to go for 4 weeks? Depends. Well, would you want to do the same thing as we did in Cambodia, or would you want to do like a different style trip?
Yeah. That's the thing. How would that work? Would we use the donation money?
Because we fundraise for helping children in Cambodia.
Yeah.
Not going somewhere.
Exactly. So it's kind of a case of, well, would we go somewhere to still help people? Because there's things that you can do to go and help people still.
Yeah.
You know, there's volunteering projects abroad, or do we do 2 weeks of doing something like that and then 2 weeks away of doing something? I'm more on about like doing something like Cambodia again. So that's my... I want to go to Cambodia, like specifically. I don't want to go to Borneo. I don't want to go to Costa Rica. I don't want to go to... I want to go to Cambodia because that's where we've said we were going to go. You know, I've done my research on the place. I've got loads of books, loads of things ready. But... Yeah, it was a bit of a kick in the teeth, really.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
It was. But obviously, I know that, well, kind of coming off the subject a bit, because I don't want it to become too much about me moaning, because I know I'm about to go on a rant.
Yeah.
I can feel it already, like, seething through me. I can feel it. You know, what you do photography, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, Cambodia, beautiful sights... camera all make a big I can already see a photography portfolio going up you know already. So kind of what got you interested in photography?
I liked the idea of modeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go out and just take pictures with my mates of like me being in the picture or me taking a picture of them, and then I did like close up, so you know what macro is. So when you're really close to a picture, I started doing like flower pictures and I used to post it online. I've got a Instagram with it, so I used to post it there, and then I started doing it more and more. And then I applied for a modelling agency a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
I got into that, but they just say send you out jobs every so often. See, I was going to go to, I forgot where it was now. It was, I think it was Lincoln or it was somewhere like that. Mm. And I was going to do a photo shoot there, but I was going to be on holiday when it was happening, so I couldn't really do it. But
yeah. So what do you envision as being your future career then? Is that it, or?
I'm interested in like music as well. Okay. So it's a mix of music and modelling.
So do you have tracks on Spotify and stuff?
No, not yet. I will do soon.
So tell me more about that. Are you allowed to tell us more about that? Or
yeah, I just make beats at home so far. Because my older brother makes them. You know Ben.
I know Ben. I do know Ben.
Yeah, he makes loads with his mates as well.
Wicked. So this is Ben Sutcliffe, by the way. This is someone that has done music not that long ago. Yeah, he's been doing it for quite a while. A
couple of years ago.
What's his name on Spotify?
Red Boy.
Red Boy. So if you're interested, go and listen to Red Boy.
And Apple Music and SoundCloud.
Apple Music, SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Everywhere, right? I mean, maybe we can put it as the intro song for the podcast. Well, I'll have to
ask him.
One of his newest songs.
Yeah, he released one like...
not long ago, was it?
I think a month ago or 2 months ago.
I'm sure it was... I remember the day, one of the days when it was released, because we were going home from gardening and your dad had given us a lift.
Yeah.
Back from Stapleford. I really hated that job. I hate to say it, but...
It was interesting.
It was. So me and Jacob worked on... We'll tell you a bit about gardening memories now. We worked on this house in Stapleford for a friend of mine called Craig Wicks. Done a news article about him before. He's a really awesome guy. You should definitely read up about him. And it's all on the thing. I won't spoil it for you. But we did a garden for him. And his garden was like a long like garden. And it was just full of like bush and stuff. And obviously we finished the job and we were tired. But... It was a hard job, but it wasn't the most memorable, was it?
Not really, no.
Do you remember the most memorable?
I remember you chucking a football at me when I was up a tree.
Oh, so Jacob was up a tree and I threw a football at him. So for anybody listening that's in the health and safety industry, you know, don't shut me down, it was his fault. So, yeah. No, the lion... gardening experience.
Oh my.
How could you forget that?
I forgot about that one. That was a...
That was wicked.
That was supposed to be penguins there as well, weren't there?
Yeah.
We didn't end up seeing them, but...
No, we didn't see the penguins, but there was a lot of stuff going on at that place. So we were a guy called Reese Oliver, who lives in Strelley. He has lions in his back garden. Well, not really back garden, but it's an enclosure.
Yeah.
It's a very well-suited enclosure, may I just say. And he's a great guy. He's been on the podcast before on his own and with a guy called Tim Allen. And he has these big African lions, Rocky and Rora.
Yeah.
Do you remember the size of the male with his mane and...
Well, we're in the cage, like, you know, what separates you from the lions.
Yeah, so basically you walked into the property, went in between two buildings, one where there was a sleeping accommodation for one of the stable girls, and then there was just the building where he kept his horses. So you walked down this little alleyway, and in the back was where the lions were. And at the time, the enclosure was being built. I think it's built now.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like a bit separating the other enclosure, and then there's the middle bit, and then the cage. And we were gardening in the middle bit. So there was like literally like two bits of mesh wire caging to separate us.
So if we put our finger through it, it would have just bitten it off.
Someone did do that though.
Yeah.
So he was telling us the week before, you have to sign a waiver before you go in to say that you're not going to like kill yourself or do something
or
silly.
Or just jump in the cage.
Or jump in the cage, like to harm yourself around the lions. Because obviously lions, although they're in an enclosure, still dangerous. You know, they're still capable of hurting someone badly or killing someone. But this guy, someone who's working there, construction work, put his finger in there and it got bit off.
Yeah, and then he tried to blame it on
Reese.
Yeah, Reese.
I don't get why they do that, but there you go. There's people that do stuff like that.
To just get the money back or insurance.
To try and get,
insurance money.
Best compensation face, put it on the Nottingham Post or whatever, as they always do. But no, Reese is wicked. Really nice guy. And obviously he's got these two lions and the female one was rolling on a belly a lot. But do you remember the male one when you were in that little tiny, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, there's two doors to get to the enclosure. There's a door, another cage, and then another door.
It's like a mini entrapment.
And you were doing it in between that.
Yeah.
So we were doing garden in between the cage and in between the cage's doors.
I remember just standing up to the back and just being scared because it was... It was right next to him. Just...
I remember you had your AirPods in, so you couldn't hear at all. And I was like, Jacob, Jacob. And I could see the lion, like, creeping up. And I can remember it just ran up against the cage and put its paws on the wall of the cage. And literally, I mean, you shit yourself. I remember you jumping.
I was on the floor.
You were on the floor.
My AirPods were just... scattered.
Yeah, but that was a big... Don't ever underestimate how big an African lion is, by the way, because they are massive.
They can kill you.
Now, when I'm telling you, like, my hand... I've got big hands, right, but the size of these paws were, like, at least two or three times the size of my hand.
Yeah.
They were huge. They were huge. You know, you... Literally, this lion, right, this lion, I was walking with my spade... And we just made a video, like a really funny video of me eating like Doritos or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I was walking with the spade and the lion put its arse up against the cage. I won't say what I said because you remember what I said. But it literally, I kid you not, it pissed on me.
And it turned around and just...
It turned around and pissed on me. It was literally like... This thing was like a gun. It just went like... Like that, and it was just piss on my legs. So the smell wasn't nice, but it didn't last for very long, actually. And luckily, it wasn't too much. So I must say, though, eating a co-op meal deal...
Next to a cage
is not with lions in this country and getting paid to do it is wicked.
Yes.
You're getting paid to do that. We were there for 9 hours.
That was a long day. That was.
Do you remember the first thing that you ever did as part of my gardening company?
Oh, so I had the lawnmower. I plugged it in, and the first 2 seconds was it? It was like 2 minutes of lawning the grass. I cut into a what's it called? The wire that connects to the gate, and it just popped. It burst open.
Yeah. So you cut into an electrical wire. It was absolutely hilarious, but. It made my day.
I was lucky it didn't spark or didn't set alight.
To be fair, you were lucky you didn't die.
Yeah.
You were very lucky you didn't die, but I don't think it was being used. I don't think the electric cable was being used.
Yeah, it was lucky. We were very lucky.
You were lucky. I wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't. Because my lawnmower did break.
Yes.
But we were mowing the grass and it burnt out and blew up.
Definitely set us behind a bit.
Yeah,
on the job.
Just saying, this was back when we didn't have that much equipment.
That's true.
We didn't have that much equipment at all. So, like, we were in the early stages of gardening, and gardening progressed. We made a lot of money. I'd say we made a few friends along the way. You know, we've got a lot of new customers. We've got a good Facebook page and all that. But, you know, gardening was something new to you. And obviously... I wanted you to come and do gardening for me.
Yeah.
And
that was a fun experience.
It was a fun experience.
A summer job.
I'd like to say that next year we'll both be getting double what we got this year.
Yeah.
Because we'll approach like the higher, bigger gardens that you kind of want. I've got a few people that, you know, Beeston Fields Drive. Do you remember that guy we were working with? So we were working in a place called Beechdale. And they have the nicest council houses in the world. That's such a weird thing to say. But do you remember the like bungalow council houses? Massive gardens.
It was beautiful.
There was a gardener there. And he... Do you remember what he said? He said, I'll give you all these contacts. I've got a few of them.
He went over to us while we were doing the... What's it called? We're cutting into the trees. And we had to strip the whole of the front lawn or the garden. Someone did a redo it, didn't they? So
yeah, we had to strip the whole of the front garden because it was... I mean, the garden looked messy in the end because some people commented on Facebook. They were like, oh yeah, but where's all the grass? It looks messy. Yeah. But they're getting rid of it. It's going to be a drive soon. So it's just going to be tarmacked over. So it's pointless us making it look nice. It's going to be gone in a few months.
We just had to get it all gone.
We had to get rid of the Mers tail. It's called Mers tail. It's a horrible, horrible weed. It digs down 13 feet and stays there. And then it grows up as much as it can. So, but that was Jacob's job, removing that, and you did a very good job of that, because I am crap at it.
Yeah, so, we just put in our headphones and just got on with it.
We put our headphones on, we got a co-op meal deal, we were there for 4 days.
Yeah.
And the job that I thought was going to take us longer, you know, with the big thorn bush.
Oh, yeah.
With all the blackberries. So I was eating all the blackberries and then just cutting through. So just like one arm cutting through, and then the other one just eating the blackberries. But yeah, I enjoyed that.
That was the first time I tried one, what's it called? From an actual tree without washing it. And only have to wash them.
So you'd never eaten a blackberry before that?
No. Not like fresh from there. I get it from the supermarket, yeah, but I didn't really. Not live.
No way. That's crazy. Well, I mean, the camera, we were recording as a little tester to see if the camera would stay on for this long. It hasn't stayed on for this long. I'm not quite sure why. It's just.
Is it lost charge or?
Kind of lost charge. It's on 4 bars when we put it on. But I think it's just a little test. So we might have YouTube videos soon at some point, but. Gonna have to wait and see. I've got a webcam that we can use as well. That's all right.
But yeah.
It's you know, oh god, G209.
I've got a proper camera if you want to use that.
What, like that?
You can buy it. Yeah, I'll let you buy it.
See, look at that, guys. Kindness.
There we go.
Well. Another thing I want to talk about is football. Football. You've been playing football with me for 7 years now.
Yeah.
7 years.
It's a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time. What do you think of the new kit?
So I see, it's different from what I... Because it turned out purple, but that's a nice colour.
I knew you were going to mention it. Basically, right, I ordered football kits for NG9 News. Not a lot of people know this, but it actually turned out purple instead of...
the blue that you wanted.
And yellow, which is not what I paid for. And actually, do you know, actually, I'm actually fuming now because they owe me some football kits. And they've not sent them. And they've had, 2 months?
Yeah, I'm on that.
I'm not. You know what annoys me about life? People make promises, but they do not keep them. And that, just saying that Skipper, SK1PR, the company, they make good kits and everything, but they're not very reliable. And I know they're a not-for-profit organisation, but just be ready. If you're going to order from them, there's going to be mistakes and there's going to be delays. So just be ready for that.
It's just good quality, though. It's
great quality kits. But I'm not being funny, but I don't want to wait 2 months extra delays and I don't want to have to pay extra money and I don't want to pay for quick delivery and it arrive when it's like standard delivery. That's not how it works.
Because you're expecting it 1 week and then delayed. And
If I pay kept for being quick delayed. Delivery, I don't want it to take as long as standard delivery because then I've just wasted £13 or £20 or whatever it costs me. So, I've been playing football for a long time. Big shout out to Graham, by the way. Because Graham's managed us both for since I've been there. Well, obviously, he left for a little while and stuff.
A couple of years, 1 year, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of talking about something that's a bit different. Like, tell me a bit about your music that you do. What is it inspired by?
Do you know who Lil Peep is?
I do.
Or Lil Tracy? It's like the emo kind of the genre. Emo.
But you're not an emo yourself?
No. No.
Well, you know my thoughts on Lil Peep. I'm not saying he's a bad artist by any means. It's just not my kind of music.
You think it's mumble rap, that's what you say.
Yeah, it just seems a bit like, I don't know, I think he's very talented in terms of his like editing and producing of music. But I think mumble rap is lazy.
Yeah.
And I don't find it very entertaining because it's like anyone could do mumble rap but it's like the producing of the music, which I'm thinking actually
the producing part of the music is the it's the hardest.
Yeah, the singing, I'm like, I don't care. I enjoy it. Yeah. But the production of the music, I'm like, fair play. Because producing music is hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, singing is only one part of it. You've got to make the lyrics. You've got to make the beat for it. You've got to get people involved. You've got to market the music.
And you've got to produce, put it out there.
Yeah.
On every single platform you can.
So when do you think, like, are any of your songs public or?
No. Because, so you know Ben, he helps me sometimes produce some beats.
Okay.
But I've never actually, I've written some lyrics down, but haven't recorded any yet.
So the advice that I got from someone when I thought about writing was to literally get everything, so your mind, have it there.
Yeah.
And literally just think of something and write it all down. Like, don't stop. Whatever goes into your mind, just write it. Make amendments. And it will literally just go from brain to paper.
I would say you could freestyle over it. Or just think of a subject, like a different, I don't know, about life in general.
I mean, I'm not saying that singing's easy, but I'm saying that, like, things like freestyling, that's hard.
Yeah.
Freestyling's hard. If you can think of words that quick, then that's impressive. But so your song that you're doing is going to be like quite a slow kind of song?
Well, I've got like 10 different beats. I've got fast ones, I've got really slow ones, and then I've got like, so I've got one beat that's the same beat, but it's a faster version, and then the other one I've slowed it down a bit. The tempo's a bit slower. And yeah.
So you're doing quite a lot.
Yeah.
So how often do you do it? How often do you do music?
At home, on like producing side. I do like every week. I'd like try and make a new one every week and just edit it. But I used to make a couple, like, you know, last year in lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
I made like 2 songs then, like with lyrics and actually, but they weren't that good. They were catchy, but
it didn't sound good. So are you going to sell beats, or are you going to make songs?
My aim is to make songs, but if I get good enough to sell beats, I'll help.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, I mean, if you ever can make a beat for this podcast, then I'll buy it off you, because I do like doing the intro music. I don't know what we're going to have for intro music. We may have Ben's, or I may just include I may just include his music like link in the podcast description.
Yeah.
Because I'm not quite sure what we're thinking yet. But I mean, so you wanna make music, obviously, and so where do you envision yourself being in 5 years' time? Do you think you will be doing music full time, or do you think you'll still be in?
That's our hope, but you have to work hard for that. So,
But you're willing to.
I'm willing to work hard. Yes.
Okay.
But you have to know everything about it. Know different. You can edit your voice. You can put loads of stuff onto it.
So what software do you use?
You know, FL Studios.
Yes.
It's Fruity Loops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You told me about that one before.
Yeah.
So what advice? So let's say, for example, someone is on listening to my podcast now. They might not be our age, but they might just be thinking, I've got a bit of time on my hands. Maybe they've actually been made redundant from work, or maybe they've just got time on their hands in general, and they go, I want to make music. What advice would you give to them?
I would say definitely try it on a free software first. Because the software I have is quite a lot. I'm not sure exactly how much it is, but it's definitely a lot. But I'll say try it on the free software first.
Mm-hmm.
Try it on Audacity to see what your voice sounds like.
That's what we're using, by the way.
Yeah, what we're using right now. And then just search online, search videos on tutorials, how to do stuff, or just run through what the software is about. And then see if you actually want to do that. Before you just, heard it on the podcast, I want to get it right now. Just make sure you research about it before you do it.
Yeah, I would say as well, just a quick like added note, just look on YouTube. Like, YouTube is like an amazing, like, free way of learning anything you want to learn. Like, if you wanted to learn a language, you can go on YouTube. If you wanted to learn how to do a podcast, you can go on YouTube. You know, you can do literally whatever you want.
Instead of paying money to...
And it's all free. Yeah. All you need is Wi-Fi. So you can go anywhere in the public and go. You could literally sit on a bus all day and you will have Wi-Fi and you could make a beat on a bus.
Is there Wi-Fi on bus?
There is Wi-Fi on buses. Did you not know that?
No.
I mean, I use the tram to get to and from college, but like, I mean, there's no Wi-Fi on a tram.
True.
So it's just whether you... I don't know. I would rather use the bus, to be honest. But for... I don't know. It's something that's stuck in my brain. I'm just
the tram's easier to go there. It's just a simpler way.
I don't know if it is. I think it is. Like, in my mind, I think, it's just easier because there's less stops and it's just like a single rail.
Not as much traffic, is there?
But then you've got to deal with delays. And it's all a bit of a pain. But, yeah, that's kind of just... That's just tram life. It's all about tram life. You feeling me? Yeah, it's all about tram life. No, it's all about tram life. But kind of the final thing I wanted to say on this podcast was, I mean, so you went to France.
Yep.
You went to France. Did you eat snails?
Oh, that's a... So we were at this, there's a Chinese buffet in there. It was in... Do you know where Nice is?
I know Anissa's.
You know Anissa's. Yeah, we went to this Chinese buffet, and my brother brought over 6 snails for us all to try, because we went on holiday with my brother's girlfriend as well.
Mm.
So he brought them all over for us to try, and the only people who tried it was my brother and my brother's girlfriend.
So you didn't try them?
No.
Why not?
I've eaten
a snail paella.
Snail paella? What's that?
So a paella is like a rice dish.
Oh yeah.
You can have like veg, seafood, chicken, whatever you want to have, you can have it. And oh, it's wicked. It's so nice. Like, it's literally so nice. And I think I probably had, what, like 3 bowls of it?
3 bowls of it?
Yeah, of snail
paella. Of snails?
Not of snails just, but like there was like 4 snails in each. Yeah. So I probably had like 12 snails or something.
How are they? Are they
They're nice. You should try them. Garlic snails are good. Don't get them from Tesco freezers, though. Get them from a proper place.
Yeah.
You know, where they've been taken out of someone's back garden. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Jacob used to do when we were gardening. He used to pick up a snail and just start eating it. And he just used to chuck garlic on it. It was very weird.
He used to do that all the time for my lunch. Yeah. Didn't buy a co-op meal deal. Just...
That was his meal deal.
That was it, yeah.
He used to go to Stapleford and sell snails.
He used to do that, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Well, there you go. That's an interesting way to end the podcast. Well, that was episode 69 there with Jacob Sutcliffe. And if any of you were interested in this podcast, listen to the kind of bit after this podcast and it'll explain what to do. So thank you very much for joining me today, Jacob. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it.
That's it. That is it.
It's all covered.
That's it. It's all covered. Sorry about the late launch for this podcast. It's 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 28th of October. Meant to come out earlier, but I was at work, so I couldn't make it. But we is here. So there you go. Episode 69 of the Bat Ball Podcast with Jacob Sutcliffe out now. Thank you very much, everyone. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Goodbye. Did you enjoy that episode of the Bat Ball Podcast? Well, if so, share, follow, like, do what you need to do. We would really, really appreciate it. Do tune into the next episode. If you're listening on Thursday, the next episode's on Sunday. And if you're listening on Sunday, the next episode's on Thursday. But any day that you are listening, take a listen to all of our more than 50 episodes available and do share them and let us know what you think. Thank you for listening.